This is Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. The pandemic has disrupted a lot of industries, but cycling is one of the few that saw a boom. People have turned to bikes as an alternative to public transportation, a way to stay healthy, active, and relieve stress. Now there's a national and international bike shortage, with little end in sight due to supply chain disruptions and high demand. This can present few options for people hoping to buy one, but it's also a challenge and opportunity for bike shops. Emory's Cycling Triathlon and Fitness has been a family business since 1963, with two locations in the Milwaukee area. Co-owner Brent Emory was one of the few in the industry who saw the need for more bikes early on and took a risk to meet the challenge. Emory joins Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski for this month's Fit for You to talk about what he says has been a wild ride for the shop.
So when you were dealing with how to change your operations a little bit, did you ever fear that business would decrease significantly?
My feeling was that we were in for an explosion of biking interest. And the reason that I say that is I literally don't care if we had a world war, literally, or if we had hackers take down the entire energy grid, or if there was a worldwide oil crisis, nobody could drive cars, or this pandemic. Anytime there's really troubled times in any country around the world, bicycles become absolutely essential. And when you start taking a look at something that affects the entire world, my gut feeling was that people are going to need bicycles, not just want bicycles. And at the time that I really had that idea in my soul, it was like, oh, I called our other store. I was like, we have to start ordering everything. Initially, we were starting with the kids' bikes because it was like with people being cooped up, you got to get the kids outside. And then it was like, oh, we just have to start ordering anything and everything in just unprecedented numbers. And we beat the rest of the industry in a substantial way. And consequently, we had inventory flow for the entire year. Our Trek is our biggest brand, and our Trek factory rep said just unequivocally we were the best stock shop in this part of the United States this year.
So how much supply and stock did you get right as you initially had that gut feeling? Because I imagine many business owners probably had the opposite thoughts going through their minds and didn't want to stock up or didn't know what to do.
Yeah, it was something we ordered so much that it would have been pretty catastrophic if we were wrong. And it was more order first and figure out where we're going to even store stuff second. And during the high point of the season, we were selling bikes 3, 5, 8, 10 bikes a day out of state, not just to our client base locally here. It caught most dealers everywhere so off guard. There was an absence of product available. And if you walked into the average bike shop, it was literally like walking into the end of a going out of business sale. It looked like they just didn't have things to sell. And we were fortunate we had product all year long.
What's the farthest a customer has traveled to get a bike from you?
As far as actually driving, I think we've had people drive 400 or 500 miles to get a bike. And then as far as shipping them to all corners of the U.S., and in the case of bicycles, we have to actually ship them to another Trek dealer. We can't ship them direct to the consumer because of the way the factory wants a bike professionally assembled. And so we'd ship it to their closest dealer, and then they would pay the closest dealer to put it together for them.
So you mentioned truck dealerships trying to get as much stock as you can. Had the pandemic's impact at that point on the global supply chain impacted your business heavily, or are you seeing that more now in the thick of it versus when you first decided to stock up heavily in the beginning?
Yeah, when we decided to stock up heavily, there was some product to be had, and then some of the product would have been a month or 2 months or 4 months out. Right now, any fresh bicycles that we're ordering today, most of them are 9 to 18 months out by the time they'll actually hit our door.
Wow.
And it's for any dealer. That's just the supply chain is that far backed up. They are predicting severe shortages in our industry through the middle of 2022 at a bare minimum, and it looks likely that it's going to be into 2023. We're already ordering bikes today that are going to be slated to come into our store in August of 2022. So it's just getting that far out.
That's kind of mind-boggling to hear as a consumer. what bike parts are most commonly supplied from, you know, either outside of the U.S. or the things that are making such a delay?
Yeah, there's a multitude of different things. First of all, worldwide demand is off the charts. It's just going through the roof with extra millions of people coming into bicycling. And again, for the reasons I stated earlier, it's not just the sport end, it's not just the racing end, it's not just a commuting end, it's not just the getting out of the house end. It's just everything combined, and bicycling has really hit its stride. Another thing that's in the short term that's going to cause an issue, and it looks likely to be for quite a while, worldwide shipping has been impacted in a profound way. There's not enough shipping containers, there's not enough ships, and so consequently that is adding into it. And at the very beginning of the pandemic, when we were ordering absurd amounts of things, all the big bicycle companies were panicking and cutting their projections, cutting their inventory production. And we went so far in the other direction that one of my factory reps, she's like, "Are you crazy?" And I was like, "Yeah."
So in addition to standard safety protocols when it comes to shop capacity, cleanliness, one thing you guys have to worry about especially is fitting people for bikes. So how did you adjust fitting people for bikes in a coronavirus world?
Well, we rearranged the store so we had as much open space as possible. And we had X's all over the floor for keeping people away from each other. And we had a line of people going down the block and almost daily. It was because we were inside the store, it's difficult to really see, you know, that line as often as it was, but it was our customers who were saying that, yeah, it's just every time I drove by, sometimes people just like, I couldn't stop right now because you had so many people out the door. I knew I'd have to wait too much. And but with metering people in, we would put people on a bike for their fit. We'd step back, you know, 6 to 10 feet. And I prefer 10 feet. I don't like the 6 foot stuff. And have them take a look and see what we got to do. Okay, well, let's have you hop off the bike. Then I'll do the adjustments, have you hop back on. One of the things that I do have a nice feeling now this many months into it is that because of the fact that our customer base is active people, I think it's not that our risk is less, but I really think our risk is a little bit less with the type of people we have coming in day in and day out. So we are still being extraordinarily cautious. And it's still kind of a struggle a little bit every single day, reminding a customer to take a few extra feet away from us and our crew, or even our crew to the customer, or even the crew to each other. There's a lot of fatigue that way, and people are just getting a little bit loose, and it's just like, no, you've got to stay on top of this for having us all stay healthy.
Right. And how has running a busy shop been with your team? Have you been able to get more help, you know, in the reverse of what many businesses have had to do? Have you needed more people to help you assemble such a high demand for bikes?
Yeah, we're hiring continually, and it's something that we're a little bit fussy about who works for us because, again, it's a technical environment. It's a high-pace environment. Not everybody is cut out for that. We also had some of our older crew that we had hired on in that even the months and year before the pandemic hit, that we were really looking for some of our retired people that were coming to work for us. And they just said, yeah, just with the risk, they just can't do it. And so we were shorthanded. We cut our store hours as a result, closed an extra day a week as a result. And so I don't know how we did it. It was extraordinary what we pulled off and our crew pulled off.
So you mentioned in your initial stock up, how much stock did you get at that point and where are you at with it now?
It was more a continual flow because we had things that we would order and then we would know a date when they come in. I've got we created a spreadsheet that shows exactly which bikes and which colors, which sizes are coming in on which week. And so we've got still a couple thousand bikes on order, and some weeks we'll have 50 bikes come in, some weeks we'll have 200 bikes come in. And so it really varies according to what's coming off the production lines. And at this point, we're literally putting bikes in every cubic foot we can put anywhere you can imagine. And I always joke with some of my customers and the factory officers, like, okay, you got some extra room in your basement? I need to store bikes.
All right, and you guys are building them at home, right? Not even room in your shop to do it.
Yeah, we're building bikes at home on a regular basis just because, again, every minute is valuable. I've got some of our people that used to work for us full-time that now have their other careers, and they're building bikes at their homes, pick them up, drop off another fresh batch. So it's something that's extra income for them, and it's a great help for us. So, again, it really is a logistical exercise more than just the fact that it's bicycles.
Was there any other point in time in your family's business history that you remember demand being like this? And do you think there ever will come a time again?
The oil crisis, 1973, there was a bike boom that was unprecedented at that time. So this is very similar, but I think longer lasting. That one, the supply chain was able to respond and ramp up within a year. But the shortages that we're seeing right now, the worldwide demand, and for the reasons that bicycling is that accessible to people, and I think this is going to stay around a long time. In other words, as far as just with more people being on bicycles, discovering the value of time with friends, time with family, getting out, actually breathing. You know, there's a neat saying of getting out of your cage, because a lot of people go from their house cage to their car cage to their work cage to their car cage to their house cage. They never get out of their cage. And bicycling gets you outside, and you can go anywhere you want with it. There's so many different ways you can ride a bike.
So amidst such a high demand, needing to lessen hours, work with a few less people.
And get more done.
And get more done, right. Yeah, the seemingly impossible task. And I know you've been a lifelong athlete and certainly rise to challenges, but what's the main takeaway or lesson of this time in your business that you'll always remember?
Eat well, sleep well, drink well, take care of yourself, take care of your relationships. And really, I have such a great value, even more than we've ever had, for the people that work with us. And again, it's almost apologetic to see what we've put them through this last year. The unbelievable amount of work, the pace, the stress of it. And again, we couldn't have done it without them. And I'm just so ever thankful for every person that's worked with us.
Well, Brent, I want to thank you for sharing a bit of what you've been going through during this unprecedented time.
Yeah, it's going to continue to be a wild ride. And again, so long as we take care of ourselves and maintain our health, that's number one.
Brent Emery is the co-owner of Emery Cycling Triathlon and Fitness in Milwaukee. He spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski as part of our Fit for You series.